Again, I don't want to get into specific players right now. Any of the players on the roster, I've seen a little bit, and I don't want, you know, until I get the full look at the, you know, 16 game schedule and have that opportunity to see that with our staff. I'm not going to comment and be premature.
What's on your defensive philosophy now going forward?
We're going to be attacking style defense. We're going to create turnovers. That's what we want to do. We want to get after the quarterback and affect the quarterback's play. That's the number one thing that you want to do as a defense. Whether that's a 4-3 or 3-4, and nowadays there's a lot of hybrid systems out there. It'll tie in more with the coordinator that I hire, and I think we have the versatility of going either way.
Opportunity to interview with any other teams with openings this year, and can you take us through this process, when you were contacted, how many times you interviewed here?
Okay. I did not. I was initially contacted on Tuesday, I believe, interviewed on Wednesday, okay, here in Cleveland at Jimmy's house, and went through that process, flew back that evening, and then yesterday afternoon about 3-4 o'clock, I got a call that Jimmy and Joe wanted to come down to Charlotte and meet for dinner. And they came down about 7 or 8 o'clock, and we spent a few hours at dinner. And at that point, Jimmy was sitting right across from me and offered me the job here to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Are you pretty stunned when that happened? I mean, that's a dream job and all that business.
I don't know if stunned was a word. I think the word was excited. I was excited. It is a dream come true, almost unbelievable in a lot of ways, you know, that this kid from Toledo, Ohio, growing up as a Browns fan and loving the Browns, and as we talked about before, understanding how important this team is to this region and this area and this city, it's a dream come true. And I've been on cloud nine. I think I slept about an hour last night.
Welcome back to Ohio. Without getting into specifics, as you mentioned, when you look at putting together your coaching staff and the guys who are part of the day-to-day development in a strong fashion on the staff of a young roster, will that be valuable to you? And so could some of them possibly be retained?
I'm going to meet with the coaches that are currently here later on this afternoon. And again, I'll go through a process with them, and we'll see. I'll have a plan for each one of them, and we'll go forward.
Rob, will you have a final say on the
roster? We're going to share that responsibility, and I just feel so good about the group that we're here with today that all those things we'll be able to work together well on.
Jim, when you started this thing, you said strong leadership was one quality. What about Rob struck you that he's going to be a strong leader?
Well, I think when you meet Rob, it comes across that he is a very decisive person. We met for 5 or 6 hours at our home here in Cleveland the other day, and he has a very clear offensive philosophy. He has a very clear philosophy about what his role would be in defense and special teams. It was very well thought out, very well defined. There was no, well, I'm not sure. He understands very decisively about how important it is to have a strong support team around him, how important the coordinators and his coaches are. He was just very decisive when he laid things out for Joe and I about, here's what I would do if I had the opportunity to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Offense, and that's your area of expertise. This will be your first ever head coaching job. Will you call the offensive plays?
That'll be determined by the staff that we put together. If I'm comfortable with the offensive coordinator doing that, he'll do it. And if I'm not sure about that or uncomfortable with that, I'll call the plays until I become comfortable with that.
Robin, Joe said that they look at this as the best opening out there for a coaching candidate. Do you see just the situation that way? That's the best job?
I do, for a lot of reasons. For me, personally, it's the best job. And, you know, there's been other head coaching jobs that I've seen or potentially had opportunities for, but this is the one that is special to me. And I can't say enough of how excited I am to be here, and just the emotions are running wild, and I can't wait to get started.
You said you wanted to talk to the players, reach out to the players and share your vision. What is that vision that you're going to?
this team, we're going to be an attacking offense, attacking defense, and we're going to play that way, that style, with physical play, great effort, and great finish. We're going to also, on both sides of the ball, this is overall, just on both sides of the ball, we're going to be build on a foundation of fundamentals and technique. We're going to give these guys great coaches. We're going to give them the tools that they can utilize in games to win games. We're going to focus on innovation. We're going to focus on giving them the best possible schemes and pushing the envelope on those things to put them and give them and put them in the best possible position to win and be successful. We're going to focus on critical situations in games. We're talking about third down. We're talking about red zone, 2 minute, 4 minute, because those things are the things that games come down to. So we'll focus on that, and then tying it all together with complementary football between special teams, defense, and offense.
How many offensive philosophy, how has it evolved since you were here?
Attacking style, again, I'd like to be balanced. And balanced to me does not mean you're going to run the ball and throw the ball the same amount of times. Balanced to me means you can run it when you need to run it to win. You can throw it when you need to throw it to win. And you have to, in this league, you have to be able to win games in different ways. And that's where the three-pronged philosophy of offense, defense, special teams, complementing each other, as well as from an offensive standpoint, being able to win a low-scoring game in the snow or being able to win a high-scoring shootout, you have to be able to do both.
Rob, how do you think your system offensively to the players you have, or you have your philosophy of what you're going to do, and no matter who the players are, they have to fit what you want to do?
It's both, but my philosophy is the players, you have to put them in the best possible position. So, for example, this past year with, like, Cam Newton, we did some things. The past 2 years, we did some things that I had never done before. And that's what I was talking about, pushing the envelope, being innovative in those situations, and giving those guys and putting them in the position to make plays and go be the players that they are.
The guy you originally set out to get.
I'm sorry?
For Jimmy, did you get the guy you originally set out to get?
Yeah, I think we said here 11 days ago, despite what a lot of people in the room said, that we did not have a clear-cut choice. We did not have a clear-cut favorite. We knew in our minds these are the characteristics that we wanted. I feel very confident we got the right guy.
Did you walk out of the meeting the other night at Jimmy's house feeling like you had knocked their socks off?
I just felt a good connection. I felt like we were on the same page. And I came out of there saying, I would love to work with these guys.
Rob, how many different documentaries tweaking things with Newton? Say, how many different styles of offense have you kind of run in the different places you've been?
I don't know if I can put a number on that. The thing, like I said, is adjusting to who you have and what you do. You're not taking away from the principles of what you're trying to do offensively, but the plays may be a little bit different. The personnel groups you use may be a little bit different from year to year. And those adjustments, I believe, are the key to being successful and, you know, on a year-to-year basis. And finding roles for players that you have is critical. If a guy has something he can do special, to find a role for him is important. And
obviously Newton's a whole other different type of quarterback. So, in the sense, it's like some people are wanting to do a West Coast offense or this type of thing. What would you say you are?
This is a vertical downfield passing game and a balanced offense that, like I said before, we're going to focus on running and throwing the ball and doing whatever we need to do to win.
Do you feel it's an advantage to having been here in this building with this organization before? You kind of know what's gone on. You kind of know the history and the disappointment, the ups and downs that the franchise has experienced.
Absolutely. And like I said before, I wouldn't have missed this opportunity for anything in the world. To bring back the pride, the passion, the success that this franchise has had in the past, I want to be part of that.
Jimmy, you've been on to
Carolina, knowing that you were going to offer Rob the job, or did he still have some talking his way into it to do when you got down there?
I think we felt very positively that Rob was the man. I think Joe and I laid out 11 days ago that this was going to be a disciplined, deliberate process. It's obviously one that's very fluid, and we were going to take our time and make sure it's exceptionally important. Joe and I both come from organizations where there's been little change in terms of leadership. This organization has had a lot of change in terms of leadership, so is it exceptionally important that we get that right? I think we were way down the road with Rob, but we wanted to spend a little bit more time to make sure that he was the right guy. And an hour of the way through dinner, we felt like this was definitely the right guy. And
you went down there not quite decided. And what happened in that hour or so that that flipped the light on?
I think just confirmation, everything from strength of personality to leadership to how he would go about putting his staff to his assessment of our team to his offensive and defensive philosophies, it just confirmed. And I think it's – if you think about how important a hire this is for our organization, and we were very impressed in the 5 hours we spent with Rob Wednesday afternoon – we just thought it made sense to go back down and spend another 2 or 3 hours. And I'll be honest, we went down there in mind with bringing Rob back as our head coach, but we just wanted to make sure he was the right guy. And like I said, an hour of the way through dinner, Joe and I looked at each other and kind of nodded our head and said, this is the right guy. And at that time, we offered Rob the head coaching job, and thankfully he accepted, and we're very excited.
What's your fondest moment as a Browns fan?
This one's hard to beat, and it's hard to get out of my mind right now. The memories I have just as growing up, and I've talked about these before with you guys, and I know there might even be a picture circulating of me when I was 5 years old, and it was 1973, and I had a Browns helmet and jersey on, and some really really ugly 1970s pants. Those were hand-me-downs from my older cousin, so I'm not going to take responsibility from those. But the memories growing up and going out and throwing the football around, pretending, believing that I was scoring that touchdown. Y'all have heard the story that we wanted to be there. My cousins and I were very close. We wanted to be in that stadium, in the dog pound, so bad that we would watch games in December out in the snow. We'd flip the TV around in the window, and so we could be there. And that was us being there, being in the stands, and being part of that. I have to admit I've eaten a dog biscuit or two in my day. But just those wonderful memories, and specifically as I spoke to before, of how important that I know this franchise is to people here, and how beloved this franchise and this team is, and I just want to be part of that.
Rob, does that put extra pressure on you in some ways that, you know, this is your hometown team, you've been here before, you know how passionate these fans are, you know the pressure to win here. Does it put undue pressure on you?
I'm the kind of person that I put enough pressure on myself that there's nothing really that adds on to that. I mean, I put a lot of pressure on myself anyhow, so, you know, this opportunity is the opportunity of a lifetime for me.
Did you ever make it to the dog pound?
I never made it in there. Never made it in there.
I have to ask the obligatory Toledo question about your relationship with Fred and the guys at St. John's and how that's translated through the years.
Fred Beyer, you're speaking of, my high school coach. He passed away about 15 years ago, I guess it was. He actually passed away right after the weekend. I had a chance to watch. I was a coordinator, an interim coordinator, when Terry Robiski took over, and he was in the hospital at the time, but he had a chance to watch the game, and he critiqued me after the game as well. But Fred was a huge, huge factor in my life, and, you know, talk about discipline, you talk about toughness, you talk about the things, work ethic that we need as part of a football team and the foundation of a football team. And Fred was instrumental in stressing those things and teaching those things to all of us.